Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Albert Einstein said, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant." We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. Today, my guest is going to focus on the sacred gift. Her name is Susan Blair Hunt. As a metaphysical consultant for over 25 years, Susan is internationally known for her astrological and psychic readings, channeling, metaphysical advice, columns and articles, published books and radio appearances. Professionally, Susan has been named one of the top psychic astrologers on the internet by her peers. She holds a doctorate in metaphysics, a certification by the American Association of Professional Psychics, as well as the American Tarot Association. I always get that word wrong. You can read her daily horoscopes and weekly astrological outlook at Kajama.com, and we'll go into Kajama in just a few minutes. But Kajama is a metaphysical journal where she has been a featured columnist for the last 15 years. Susan Blair Hunt has also been a guest speaker for the Greatest You Summit and Unbounded Potential Teleseminars, co-host of Insights Radio Show for Intuitive Moon Media, and Contact Radio, as well as a frequent guest on Attune Magazine Radio's Empowerment Show and Tarot Today Radio, hosted by the Tarot Guild of America. Susan's books include Tarot Prediction and Divination, A Complete Guide to Learning the Tarot, her workshop HELP, which stands for Heart Energy Loving Partnerships, helps people who are in search of true love to transform their energy and attract enduring and heart-centered relationships into their lives. Susan's greatest passion is helping people learn to tune into the limitless source of power they possess and providing them with practical tools for living a more spiritual and successful life. As the proud new owner of Kajama.com, K-A-J-A-M-A.com, Susan will take us on a guided tour of the many offerings available, including her daily horoscopes and rituals for empowered living, gifted psychics, daily inspirational messages, weekly journal of spiritual articles, and much more. Hello, Susan. Susan? Susan, let's try this again.
Am I still on hold?
Okay. Are you there? Okay.
I'm
right
here.
Can
we're
ready
hear
for
me?
You. Hi.
Oh, great. Hi, Randy. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh,
we've had a little technical difficulty.
We're so honored to have you here.
Great. Yeah, it's been, I'm blaming it on, I'm claiming it's astrological, but there's been so many little technical glitches the last few days, and you and I had a little trouble, so, but you can hear me now, right? So we're good?
I can hear you now. Yeah, I mean, this has happened before on my show with these the cycles of the astrological cycles. So, okay. So your tagline for Kajama.com is come for inspiration, stay for transformation. What do you mean by that?
Well, we've created Kajama to have a lot of different ways to inspire people, to help them move past the difficulties that they're having. You know, we all have life challenges, and it's a really wonderful resource for shifting your perspective, giving you a better idea of where you are with things and where you need to go. There's a wonderful inspirational message every day that gives you kind of food for thought, and then the daily horoscopes, which I think of my horoscopes as like a weather report or traffic report, even though it's somewhat general because it's the 12 signs. It really gives you an idea of how your day's going to unfold, so you can kind of adjust to that. You know, a lot of times, sometimes we'll get up in the morning and we're like, oh, I just really don't want to do X, Y, Z. Or we're trying, the harder we try to get something done, the messier it gets. You know, like I've had those days where I go shopping for something and I hit 7 different stores and I just keep going when in reality it's just not the right day for that. So, if your horoscope says take the day off and chill out or watch what you say, you know, be careful of how you speak with people. It's just a really good way to kind of get a take for the weather of the day. You know, if
right.
you hear it's going to rain, you dress differently or you move in a different way. So we have the horoscopes, and then we have a wonderful tarot oracle where you can go in and pick a tarot card for the day, which also will give you some insight into where you are spiritually and what you can expect for the day. We also have a weekly tarot cast, so that's predicting the energies of the week through the tarot, and a monthly numerology forecast, which talks about the vibrations. You know, when you're in a certain month, like we're in August now, which is a 5 month, and it's ruled by the sign of Leo, there's just certain energies and things that move in a certain way, the best way to describe it is just getting a feel. For example, you know, in September, at least historically, that was when we were all getting ready to go back to school, but get back on a schedule after the summer. And interestingly enough, it really aligns all the seasons that we go through, the changes, the schedules, and the patterns that we live by are really all real tied into astrology, numerology. And so it just helps you to get a focus for that month. And then we have a crystal wisdom forecast, which tells you what gemstones and minerals those kind of things that you can use for healing, for advancement, what the kind of featured stones are for the month, depending on what your focus and your goals are going to be. So there's a lot of information that you can go in and kind of just kind of dance around and see what kind of inspiration you can get for the day. And as you delve deeper into the site and read like our weekly journal, which always features 3 spiritual articles on different topics, and we have an archive of topics. So if you're interested in past lives, reincarnation, or love relationships, that sort of thing, you can access those articles. We have an advice column where people write in, and we have 2 of our psychics answer. And sometimes it's interesting how different their responses are to someone's question. So that's always interesting to read. And then we have a whole category on spiritual tools and rituals, meditations, and the like that you can use to transform your life. So that's where the Come for Inspiration, Stay for Transformation evolved from. That's that mission statement that kind of evolved from there. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, what a great site. Actually, I went on it this morning. I know that you have reconfigured it, and it really looks great. I have a question about your psychics. When it says that a psychic can be online to offer chat readings, does that mean that they're doing it for free? I see that some of your psychics, you have to make an appointment, and some of your psychics can get right on a chat room. Are they offering free readings or not?
They're not offering free readings. Some of the psychics have promotions, and we do have a monthly free psychic reading that we give away if you sign up for our mailing list, which doesn't cost you anything. What that really means is that if we make the decision that we're ready for a psychic reading, we want to talk to somebody now. And the thing about the psychics at Kajama is there's not pages and pages and pages of people to kind of sort through and try and find the one that you need to speak with to get direction. We've just gathered the top psychics in their fields, and some of them are available, and they let you know that. So if you want to connect with them right away, you can. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, not all of them are going to be online, so you can then make an appointment. What's really fun to do, one of my favorite parts of the site, is when you go under psychic readings on Kajama, there's a psychic profiles page, and it brings up all the psychics, and then at the top, you can pick if you're looking for someone who specializes in relationships or astrology or past lives or channeling your loved ones from the other side. You can click on that word, and then all the psychics who specialize in that, the whole page kind of, the images flip around, and then the three or four that specialize in that will come up. Then you can click through to their bio page, and that'll take you right to their site, and it tells you how to make an appointment, what they charge. You know, the psychics on Kajama are probably going to be the least expensive of what you would find when you just Google psychics, and you get all these sites, and they're charging $3, $4, and $6 a minute. We have set prices that we offer so for an amount of time, so you're not going to get like a big surprise on your credit card because you accidentally spent and half an hour on the phone with the psychic and the meter was running. So we felt that in integrity for our site, we wanted to have set prices and set times for readings, and then ways to contact the psychic. If they happen to be online and they're available, you can purchase the reading and have it right away. Or if they're not available, you can set up a time that works for you. But the psychics are all independent contract workers, so they set their own prices and they set their own schedules, and so you'll interact with them directly. It's not through a system. A lot of the psychic systems, you really can't email them or connect with them or do follow-up emails or anything like that. So this is a very personal experience. And although they do all charge for their time, they have different rates, so you can kind of go in and investigate what you want. But they're all very affordable, very accurate, very professional readings.
That's great. Wow. When you said, some people, when they want it, they want it. That is so great to be able to just go in and say, okay, I want to chat with a psychic right now, and to feel confident right. that it's not some kind of charlatan on the website. So we can
right.
really trust
and we have,
that.
Yeah, and we have psychics from all around the world, Australia and Canada and the UK and that. So based on their time, time zones, that makes it more likely you're going to run across somebody if you do want, a reading at 3 in the morning. So that's the nice thing about that. to do that. But yes, you always can be sure they're very carefully vetted to go on the site. And I would say everyone on the site has been reading for many years and practicing their specialties for, 10, 15, 20 years. So it's not like they kind of said, oh, let's see what I want to do for a living, and hop on and join a site. This is a very exclusive set of psychics, but all very accurate and very affordable.
That's really very, very good information. And what a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to get to this information. What does Kajama mean? How did that name come up?
The name Kajama, and it's an Arabic name, and it means coming to be or echoing the spirit. So, being able to live authentically with your spirit and express yourself in the way that's most natural to you and that's most authentic to you. So we brought that name into being as representing a site where you can become, you can actualize your soul and you can become more aware, more spiritual, more intuitive, and which enables you to live more effectively in the world. As you know, the closer we get to spirit and the closer we get to our own truths, which is hard these days because there's a lot of outside noise, telling us what to do, the more we can connect with what our truths are, the more empowered our lives become. And then, with that, we're able to be a channel for spirit and able to set a good example to the rest of the world about the most effective ways to live your life.
Amen. Let's talk a little bit about you. So how did you become a psychic and an astrologer? Was this something you got at a young age or something you developed over time?
Well, it was interesting. When I was 12, my parents took a trip to California, and we went to a place called the Winchester House, which is in San Jose, California, near San Francisco. They call it the Winchester Mystery House, and it was owned by a spiritualist named Sarah Winchester, who was the widow of the man who invented the Winchester rifle. And once he invented the rifle, a lot of bad things happened. They lost their son, and then he was killed, and so she felt as if there were evil spirits around her based on this. And so she started visiting a lot of psychics. And one of them told her that as long as she continued to build on her home, she would live, forever. She would become immortal. So this house has, stairs that go nowhere and doorways and houses. If anybody's been there, it's kind of interesting to go say a seance room with 13 doors. So
that's crazy.
The spirits didn't know if she was coming in or out. Yeah, it was really wild. And so, but that really got my attention when we went there. I was like, what is this about? And I had, except for I Dreamed with Jeannie and Bewitched, I didn't really know that there was something like this going on. So when we returned from that trip, a friend of mine, because it was back in the 60s and we were all, we were too young, but we were all trying to be hippies. And she gave me a book called Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, which to this day, and it came out in 1968, I consider one of the most accurate descriptions of the signs of the zodiac that's out there and available.
And I had that book.
You have that book? Yeah. It's
I had
wonderful.
It when I was yeah, a kid. Yeah.
And I grew up with seven brothers and sisters, so I had this whole study group right in my home, and I would say, okay, my brother's a Leo, blah, 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 and I'd read, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, that's so accurate. And so for me, it was a way to understand and connect with people better because you could approach them from a way they understand. Like I wouldn't approach a water sign with a request the same way I would a fire sign. you know. Mm. And so then what happened was I got into high school and I became the high school expert for everybody's love life. They'd be like, I'm a Pisces and he's an Aries and are we compatible? And, you know, so I kind of learned more and more about that. And then when I found out that astrology involved much more, the planets and charting and natal charts and math, I said, oh, no, that's not for me. I can't do that. So I went into the field of art, and I got a degree in commercial art, and I, you know, got married, had a baby, got divorced, you know, the common scenario during the 70s for a lot of us.
Right, absolutely.
Went about my business, and then in the mid-80s, a friend of mine called, and we were all getting our little home computers, and she said, oh, because we would talk about astrology and that all the time, and she said, oh, they've got a computer software that can do the chart in about 30 seconds, and I said, sign me up. And so I got the software, and I started learning how to read astrological charts, and then from that point, a site that I was working for online doing psychic readings needed somebody to write horoscopes, a monthly horoscope. And I took that on, and then it became weekly, and then it became daily. And so that was sort of how I got into the realm of, was through the door of astrology. And then one day, the same friend of mine called, and she said, I just saw a psychic, and she's really wonderful, and I want you to go see her. And I just wasn't aware that they were on the streets. You know, I was sort of had never crossed paths with one except at a carnival. So I went to see her, and it was an excellent reading. And then she wanted right away, she wanted me to do business cards and a brochure for her because she knew I was a graphic artist. And I was like, that's a career, you know, that people are doing this and brochures and business cards. And so we were going to do trade. So I did the business cards and brochure, and then when I went for my first reading, she said, we weren't 3 minutes into the reading, and out of my mouth came these words that, and I don't know where they came from, and I said, could I do this kind of work? And she said, oh, yeah, you'd be really good at it. And I said, well, then don't give me any readings. Teach me everything you know. And from there, it just blossomed, and I learned the tarot, and I learned about past lives and reincarnation. And, you know, and I'm a Gemini, so I like to know a little bit about a lot of things. So I just couldn't get enough of it. And so that just blossomed into a whole new career and the way that happened was I was taking a tarot class. I'd never seen tarot cards, and I was taking a class, and so I wanted to practice on my friends. And after the first class, I was practicing with a friend, and after the second class, she started calling me and saying, I'll pay you $20 if you'll read my cards. And I was like, really? You know, wait. And so that then it kind of evolved into if I was willing to make this my life and be, you know, be current up on what was happening astrologically, what was happening in the world of tarot and where that came from and what it involved, that that I could actually make a living and do this professionally. So I did that. I started teaching classes, and then that evolved into the book I wrote, which is if anyone's interested in learning the tarot, it's the only book you need, because when I called the publisher about it, she said, this book has to have everything you know about the tarot in it, and so it does. And you can, if you pick that book up, the very first reading that it talks about, you'll be reading the cards with the very first reading. So I wanted to make it user-friendly. You know, I feel like my whole passion is to take the scary out of metaphysics and let people know that they can really use these tools to empower their lives and to move through the world on a more spiritual plane. And it just is a wonderful way to evolve. You know, I found it much more effective than therapy or the pills that people try to throw at you or the addictive substances or activities, behaviors that we can get pulled into to help us make us feel. It's not that we want to feel better about ourselves. It's more like we want to feel at peace with ourselves. And so I found all of these tools to be so effective in calming one's spirit and really helping them connect with spirit on a personal level. You know, I grew up Catholic, and I was taught that if you wanted to talk to God, you had to go through nuns and priests and saints and, you know, a whole row of people to get to God. And when I discovered I could have a personal relationship with spirit one-on-one right when I needed him, that changed my whole life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Same thing with me. Yeah. When I, because I was raised Jewish, and I had no spiritual connection when I needed it. And, yeah, I realize now I can just sit in my house and be connected directly with God if I want to. So, yeah, there's no, nobody has to, you know, be a mediator between you and God. So are you, do you call yourself a psychic? Do you have those natural abilities, or was that something that you developed?
I do call myself a psychic, and I felt like once I became more aware that I always had had an intuition and a premonitions and a really psychic ability to see what was going on around people, to see what was coming their way, to see beyond the obvious, and even to pick up things that I shouldn't, you know, that wouldn't make sense to me. I had an experience in college where a friend of mine was in trouble, and she was, you know, 120 miles away, and I woke up in the middle of the night sweating and tried to call her for 3 hours and at 3 o'clock in the morning, bless her poor mother's heart, because she kept answering the phone. It was before cell phone days. And, yeah, she was in trouble. And so those kind of things, I think we're all psychic, and it's about trusting what we sense, what we feel, and then acting on that and developing it. But one of the things that happens a lot with psychics, and happened to me, especially if you're born like in a water sign or near a Cancer border, which I was of the astrological cycle, we tend to try and repress those feelings when we're young, because people, they don't want, you know, when I was growing up, you didn't talk about, you know, psychic experiences or premonitions, and if you did, you were shut down pretty quickly. And so we, I tended to stuff that stuff down, which resulted in food addiction. And so I think we can all translate where that went to for many years. And so I now call it psychic puffing, because I realize that we use food emotionally, but also to protect ourselves. One of the things I noticed after 9/11, which became more predominant in the news and in the world, in the United States, I should say, was a tendency for everyone to lean towards having problems with obesity. And it became a real focus. But that was subconsciously and spiritually a way that we were trying to feel protected because we didn't feel safe. And that's another reason why I put everything into Kajama, which is spiritual inspiration, spiritual messages and awareness. That's what will make us feel safe. That was what will remind us that no matter what's going on, we're protected and there's a higher purpose to whatever we're going through.
Right, right. That's a message that I try to get out as well, that life is not about what we see. It's not about the physical things we see. There's so much more. There's so much more that's going on that we don't even see. And if we just tap into it, it'll guide our life. That's how I live as well. So you do channeling and past life readings too. So how did you develop that skill?
Well, the past life readings, that happened almost naturally when I was in my learn everything I can about everything I can phase. I connected with a group called the LaLuz Center, which is connected with the Edgar Cayce Foundation of Advancement Research for Enlightenment. And they had a series of different topics. And so one of their talks was on past lives. And it was a small group, and we were talking to the facilitators, and, you know, they mentioned that if you carry a certain fear, that usually is a clue to something that happened in a past life. And so I said, well, I hate to have things around my neck, turtleneck, scarf. And one of the facilitators said, well, that's because you were hung in a past life. And I thought, what? Was I stealing cattle? What do you mean? I was hung? Because I didn't realize at the time that they were hanging witches in Europe. And so we had this brief little discussion. And then the next day, I flashed on an ex-boyfriend of mine who used to put his hand around the back of my neck and say, you have such a delicate neck. No reason for me to flash on that. I hadn't dated him in a few years. And then all these memories started flooding back of a past life that we shared together, which I then compared to our current lives, and it paralleled in a way that I knew that it was real. And the thing about past lives, some people, a lot of people will say, oh, I was famous in a past life. Not, and I don't put much credence to that. They may have been. But the most important thing about reconnecting with your past life is that if you've got karmic life lessons to learn or break, those are best explored and discovered and connected to if you're researching a past life. And that is especially true with relationships, and it's something I use in my HELP program, which is to help people find lasting relationships and break the patterns that they may have brought in from a past life. One of the reasons that so many of us have been single, I was a serial monogamist for 25 years. I could not find the partner that I wanted to be with, and I was dating, and it just never happened, and I couldn't figure out why. And specifically, it was from past life experience. And with that information, I could break the pattern and break what I was doing to create this unsuccessful relationship pattern that I was in. So past lives are really valuable in that way. And I feel like doing research into them helps explain a lot of what we're going through in our current lives and gives us the power to change them or understand them. I think a lot of us are clearing up past relationship karma, which is why we're having multiple partners that we need to be involved with and then change the ending of how it was in a past life. And so those of us who were kind of loose and wild in our past lives, we've had a lot of catching up to do.
Right. Well, so when you a lot of people confuse past life readings with past life regression. Are you referring to the Akashic records when you do past life readings? Are you going into the records?
No, I'm not familiar. I'm familiar with the term, but I don't know what that is.
Okay. Actually. Because the Akashic records hold every nuance, every single thing that's ever happened to our soul.
Wow.
And some people that say they do past life readings are going into a person's Akashic records, and this isn't something in the spirit world. That is a hall of records that's kept on us. So, and you do channeling, so you can bring the dead. You can bring a voice to the dead.
Yes, yes. And that happened also by accident. I had a dear friend and his partner passed away from AIDS 20 years ago, and he was very distraught. And so we were doing weekly tarot readings to try and find out how he was and what my friend should be doing and how to get him through this sorrow and this grieving period. And that's another thing that psychic readings are really excellent for if you're going through a divorce or a huge loss. There's a way to, with the psychic reading, to heal that much faster and to bring a higher awareness to you. Because I think spiritual awareness comes in two ways. It either comes from a long, drawn-out emotional experience like a ending of a relationship or something really quick that's life-threatening to you. If you're like almost in a plane crash or you're almost in a car crash or you die and come back to life on the operating table. So with that in mind, as I started doing these regular readings for him, all of a sudden one day I would lay out the cards, but what came out of my mouth had nothing to do with the cards, and it was in his vernacular. It was in the tone and the words that he would use. And I had never met his partner. But after the second time it happened, I was like, this isn't me talking. And he said, my friend said, that sounds just like Russ. I don't think you're reading the cards. I think you're channeling. I said, I think you're right. And that was something I was a little bit leery to get into because of all the things I had been studying, it seemed like kind of, you know, a little bit way too far out there. And I was trying to keep everything going with as much integrity as I could. And, of course, now channeling has become a lot more accepted in society thanks to John Edward and George Anderson, some other people that channel, you know, in the public. But then it started happening just while I would be doing a reading for someone, and a spirit would come in, a loved one would come in and want to talk to them, and so sometimes it happens just during a regular psychic reading. Sometimes you can completely focus on it, but it was such a gift to me. Because at first I was really resistant to the idea of this happening. And in fact, I quit channeling and I got sick for 2 years. I had an illness that kept me bedridden for 2 years. And I think it was because I believe with all my heart that I was resisting this gift. Hmm. And so then when I recovered and started and got back into my metaphysical practices and started channeling again, it became it's as fascinating to me as it is to the person I'm reading for. You know, I did a reading for someone once and for their aunt, and I kept seeing all these stars, and I'm like, I don't know why, but I'm seeing all these stars. Maybe you're supposed to go look at the stars. And she just started laughing. She goes, my aunt loves stars. She collects them. She has star china. She has star lamps. She has star pictures. And we both laughed at that. So it's really a wonderful source to let them know that their loved ones are on the other side. And when my mom passed away 6 years ago, wow, it was amazing because she had passed away, and that evening all my family was at my house and they all left to go back to our hometown of Roswell, of alien fame. That's where I grew up. And I was sitting there alone and I heard this voice go, now, I don't want everybody going out and getting new clothes for the funeral. Just wear what you have. I don't want you spending a lot of money on clothes for the funeral. And I was like, hi, Mom. Oh, sure. You know, I mean, that was so her, you know. And so, you know, I feel really blessed that I get to talk to her on a daily basis. And, you know, she sends me different signs. And so I think channeling, when we lose someone close to us, and I've had many experiences with this, there's just this fear that we're never going to be able to talk to them again or see them again. A lot of people don't have dreams commonly, and they worry that they can't hear their loved ones or that they don't know what's happened to them. And I think it's a really affirming way to remind all of us that they're just on a different plane of existence, and we may not be able to understand why they had to exit the planet when they did, but understanding that we will be with them again someday and that they can talk to us now. In fact, sometimes they can do more for us on that side than they could when they were here with us. You know, I regret the fact that I didn't call my mom more, and now I try to touch base with her every day, you know.
That's great. We're running out of time. So what I want you to do is tell everyone how they can get in touch with you. Again, the site, the Kajama site, spell it out and give them the website. And, just
great.
Tell them what your two websites are.
Great. Yes, I have the main website, which is kajama.com, which is like pajama but with a K, kajama.com. And that's where you can find all your resources for inspiration, where you can find, you know, gifted, accurate psychics, our weekly spiritual journal, advice, horoscopes, tarot scopes, numerology, the spiritual tools. You really want to check out the spiritual tools because there's so many empowering rituals in there that you may want to try. you can contact me directly because I'm wearing all the hats of the site right now, so I'm also customer service. If you go under the About Us menu on Kajama and just click to contact, that email will come directly to me. I also have my own personal website, which is SusanBlairHunt.com, and that's spelled with a YSUSYNBLAIRHUNT, one word, .com. And there you can set up to schedule readings or read my daily horoscopes, which are on both sites. The other thing we offer, on Kajama, if you go under the About Us or win a free psychic reading, you can sign up. And if you want to have your daily inspirational message sent to your mailbox, sent to your email, or the Kajama Weekly Digest, that's free. You can sign up and check those boxes. Those will come to you free. If you'd like to have your horoscopes, taroscopes, numerology, and spiritual forecast sent to you by email, that's by subscription. It's $5 a month, but you get a lot of other bonuses with that. You get $5 off any readings you have with me and a free recording, which is worth $5. So when you go to Kajama or to my site, you want to check out the horoscope subscriptions if you'd like to have them come every day. And you can also contact me through my website as well.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. Well, it was great having you on. I really appreciate the information you offered. I'm sure that the listeners did as well. And now we know we can go to Kajama for all our spiritual information, and that's great. It's all in one spot. So I want to thank you so much for coming on, Susan, and sharing with us.
Oh, you're so welcome, and we're just happy to have as many people can access this information as possible because it will just really help. Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's
thanks
wonderful.
For having your show.
I'm going to have to say goodbye. I'm going to have to say goodbye because we're running out of time. But thanks again, and hopefully our paths will cross again.
Definitely. Take care.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. So our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. You know me well on the radio. Now you can speak with me privately and confidentially on the telephone about any issues that concern you. Your phone number and my phone number are disguised, so we call in on a conference number, which makes it very, very nice. To find out about more about that, you go to clarity.fm/randy-g-fine, and clarity is clarity.fm/randy-g-fine. Please stop by to visit me on my Facebook page and like me. My page is filled with inspirational picture quotes that you can enjoy and share. And stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so you can leave comments for me there as well. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. More followers will get this show more recognition. And for even more inspiration, go to my website, randygfine.com, and join the list of devoted followers there. All my shows are archived and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
But we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. faith.